There we go. And in the process, and y'all actually already have like 5 or 6 fans of your class, which I didn't really plan on people finding it, but they have found it. Every day I have something I have to record at the beginning of this, and I'm going to start letting y'all do the different introductions, but I have to do this so that I don't have to edit and it will save me time. This is Computer Fundamentals, second period, January 8th, 2007. This is copyrighted, all rights reserved, 2007, Westwood Schools and Victoria A. Davis. That way people can't steal our stuff, right? Okay, I want each person to share the most. You've spent some time filling out a sheet called It's in Your Future for you to think about the most important things you learned last week and how it'll affect your future. And, you know, some teachers always say, well, you'll thank me one day. Well, my hope is that you'll thank me today. You can thank me this semester if you'll start applying some of this. And you will see a difference in your grades. I want each of you just to share the most important thing that you feel like you've learned that kind of stuck with you, that made you think or was just the most important thing. Christopher, let's start with you. Most important thing from last week. And we'll kind of go around so it'll pick you up a little bit. Or we'll go to Brianna. We'll come back to you, Christopher. Brianna, the most important thing that stuck out at you. Okay, appropriate control. And that formula is actually on the board. I've got 3 formulas I'll ask you about on the test. Responsibility equals response plus able. What does that mean? Dustin, headphones off. Okay. What does responsibility equals response plus able mean? We talked about it last week. What? You're able to respond however you choose. You're able to control your response. And Brianna, what you just talked about is appropriate control equals less stress. And we don't think of it that way. We think of making a list as like restricting us, right? But actually it helps us to live a better life and be able to do more things that we want to do. Okay, Alyssa?
If you don't control something, it will control you.
Yes. If you don't take control of something, then it will control you. Okay, Christopher?
I need to set goals now.
The what?
I need to set goals now.
Set goals now, absolutely. If you know what you want to achieve, then you'll be able to achieve those. And I'm going to get y'all, Kendall and Alyssa. Okay, Dustin.
You don't have control over the weather or traffic.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You don't have control over those things, and so what is your response to those things need to be? Don't let them stress you out, right? Because
right.
You have no control over them.
Right, and you have control of yourself.
And you do. You have 100% control over yourself. Good. Dustin?
You have...
Well, that's fine. Say it again.
Control over how you act, anything, over what all you do.
Yeah, you do. Do you think most people realize that?
No.
And most people don't take responsibility for their own actions, right? Most people don't. Okay, Kendall, what was your one thing?
Know the reason that you do things.
Yes, and how, if you understand the reasons you do stuff, how does that help?
If it's bad, it'll help you to stop doing it.
Yeah. Or to replace it with something else. Yeah. Okay. Lindsay.
Knowing why and how is the right way to react to something. To a situation.
Okay. So knowing why you do it and then figuring out maybe another way to react to something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tristan, what was the thing that jumped out at you the most?
That urgent means right now.
Yeah. Urgent means right now. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that urgent doesn't equal important, and we'll talk about that. Okay? Caitlin?
That responsibility is important.
That what?
Responsibility is very important, very important.
Being responsible, yeah. But why is responsibility important? Because it wants to ruin your life? And when you're responsible, you live a better life, right? And you don't have your parents own you all the time, and you can go places and do things, and you don't live on restriction. And, you know, bad consequences happen when you don't take responsibility, and other people try to take charge of your life. So, Betsy, was that yours? You want to? Okay.
The people who feel good about themselves produce the good results, and that kind of taught me that I should love myself a little bit more so that I can feel better about myself.
That's very important. You know, in the Bible it says you have to love others as you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, how can you love others? So that, you know, you should love yourself. And that is a struggle, especially for us ladies. I know it's always been a struggle for me.
Okay. Goals.
What about setting goals?
It helps you to work towards something you want.
Okay. To work towards you want. Did I get everybody? Okay. So we've all taken away one thing that we have learned. And I learned some things. I had a stressful day Friday, so I went home and I worked out. I was so proud of myself. And I'm actually down 2 pounds, so that's a good thing since I started. Okay, so we have our first formula you've written down, responsibility equals response plus able. Second formula, appropriate control equals less stress. Okay? And third is urgent does not equal important. We're talking about the four quadrants of living that come from the 7 habits of highly effective people. And the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens is a great book by Sean Covey, and he talks about it in his book, too. And let's talk about it. Every single thing in life can be divided into one of these areas, okay? And you need to have your notes out and take notes on your page that you have, okay? I'm going to do a notes check and make sure you have notes on this when we're done, okay? So make sure you do take notes. It's part of learning is taking notes. Okay, so everything we do is either urgent or not urgent. And how do we define urgent?
Urgent doesn't have to be done.
Okay. Urgent has to do with time. Does it have to be done now or not? Okay. Now, important means what? What does important mean?
It means it needs to be done, but it doesn't
exactly apply to urgent. Okay, but how do we define, because we have to take the time thing out of it. What is important? Why does it need to get done though? Let me get at the why. Why is it important? Because it's what?
Urgent.
No, important is not urgent. What are things that are important? Okay, is it important for me to exercise 3 or 4 times a week? Or for you? Yes, but is it urgent? Do I have to exercise today? No. Why is that important for me to exercise?
It's something you need to do.
It's something I need to do if I'm going to be a healthy person and live a long life, right? Because we talked about the natural laws, and the reason people get into trouble is they think that the laws of nature don't apply to them. They think they can smoke all their life and they'll be the one person out of a million that doesn't get lung cancer, right? Or they think they can eat anything they want and they'll be the one person that doesn't harm their heart or harm their arteries, right? That's what we think. We all think we're invincible. This is my life. And you know, life doesn't really start feeling real until, when you get a little older, you're like, you know what? I really am living life and I'm getting older. And one day, these old people in the TV I see is going to be me, you know? And you realize this is for real. But important, so how would we define things that are important? Important has to do with what? What you want, but like what things would it have to do with? Okay, let me go ahead and tell this story and this will help you. People always, why do I have this word over here? Okay, people always make fun of it and say, why do you have the word that says glass balls over there? Why do you have that over there? Okay, but let me tell you the story about why I have that there. A lady named Ivinu Love Stanley, she was the first black woman architect in the state of Georgia, and she's an amazing, amazing woman, and I knew her when I was at Georgia Tech. And she'd already, you know, obviously graduated and everything and just did the neatest things in the world. She and her husband designed the Olympic Nautitorium at Georgia Tech, which is the place they do the swimming for the Olympics. They designed it and supervised the building of it, everything. She's just a really neat person. And she told this story. She said that in life, we're all juggling. We've all got so many things that we're juggling, right? What are some of the things you juggle? Your sports. What else? Your grades. What else? Work. What else? Family relationship. Health. Taking care of your pets. All these different things, right? You're just juggling and juggling and juggling. And what she said is that you have to remember when life gets rough, that some of the balls that you juggle in that are in the air are made of rubber, and when you drop them, they'll bounce. Your work, ultimately, your grades, those things will bounce. But there are some things in your life that you juggle that if you drop them, they are made of glass and they will break and you will not be able to put them back together again. What are some examples of the things that are made of glass that you may juggle?
Grades.
You could go so far that it could be irreparable, but usually if you were out sick for a week, you could recover, right? What would be some, okay, you go driving 90 miles an hour and you get in a car accident and you lose both legs. What is that an example of? What is one thing that's made of glass? Your life and your health, okay? Your personal health is, if you drop that and you don't take it seriously, then that could be something that is that you could not repair. What's another thing that would be made of glass? Your relationships. Because, and this is real important when you get married, because there are times there, you know, everybody I've ever known that's married has 5 million reasons that they could get divorced. I mean, I could sit down and, you know, you're married to a human being. You're not two perfect people. And there's a lie that each person is a half a person and you become a whole person when you get married. I think that's wrong. I think if you're a half a person, you have no business getting married. You got to be happy within yourself. You got to be a whole person. And two whole people coming into a marriage can make a good marriage. But if you are looking for somebody to complete you or validate you, I'm sorry. Marriage is not going to do it. Now, I do believe what the Bible says about two becoming one, but it's two becoming one. It's not two halves. You got to love yourself, and you've got to be a functioning, effective person in order to make that work. So when I have my relationship with my husband, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I got to get this, if I can just get this promotion. Did anybody see the movie Click?
Part of it.
I love that movie. What was that movie about, Dustin?
He tried to change stuff in his life and, like, fast forward through promotions and stuff like that. And it backfired on him, and every time that was going to happen, it fast forward through his whole life.
Yeah. Because he missed his whole life, because what we do is we say, if I can just get out of high school, my life will be better. If I can just get to next football season, my life will be better. If I can just get out of college, my life will be better. If I can just get a good job, my life will be better. If I can just get a promotion, and we spend all of our whole life wishing for tomorrow, we never enjoy today. And with relationships, it's the same thing. We can say, okay, honey, if you just sacrifice and be there for me, I got all this work I got to do. And when we get older, we'll get to spend time together. Well, as happened, my father-in-law retired and my mother-in-law retired, and 3 months later she died. You don't have tomorrow. You have today. And that pet, I mean, we love pets down here, don't we? I mean, I love my pets, and we had a pet get run over Christmas, and I was in mourning all week. I mean, I cried my eyes out over that dumb cat. And I, you know, it's like, why do I love pets so much? But I do. But that pet and that sister and that brother and that mother and that father and that grandparent. Does anybody have a grandparent that's not doing very well?
Yes? Grandfather.
Your grandfather. And you know he's not going to be around forever, right? Mm-hmm. And so that time is precious, because he's not going to be here forever. And so that would be something in your life that would be glass. Because you want to live life with no regrets. You want to know that if your grandfather called you at this point, if he called you and said, Tristan, I need you, you would want to think back and remember that you went, right? So part of living life with no regrets is taking those things that are made of glass and paying attention to them. And I would put health, I would put your mental health. What do I mean by that? Why is your mental health, why would I say that that's made of glass? There are things that can happen. In a great example, anybody ever see Band of Brothers? I was rewatching it yesterday. I love that. Anybody ever see that? I think I'm going to bring in a piece of the movie and show y'all a piece tomorrow that was just so good. But there is a guy in there who had such a hard time because the men kept dying, and it broke him. And there was nothing wrong with him physically, but he literally could not function. He could not even speak. Why? Because what had broken? What broke? His mental health. And us, we all have different types of problems. Some of us are procrastinators, and so we don't do anything, and that's our problem. But a lot of times, type A perfectionist, which I put myself in that category. I'm not perfect, but I try to be perfect, which is just ridiculous of me to do to myself. But in my effort to try to just get everything just right, I get sick a lot. And y'all don't see me sick because I'm here every day, right? But then I go home and I'm doing stuff till 11 and 12 at night, and I get up at 5 a.m. and I want to exercise and I want to fit all this stuff in my day. And I have to take time to think. Do you ever feel like your life is so busy that you never get time to breathe? Okay, your mental health is important. Your physical health is important. And sometimes you have to take time away. You know, take a hot bath if that's what you like to do, or take a bubble bath, or be nice to yourself, ladies, and say, I'm going to take a minute for myself and not feel guilty about it. Because we always feel guilty if we take time for ourselves, and I'm going to do my fingernails, or I'm going to go shopping for a minute, or whatever. So you've got these things that are made of glass. What are some things that will bounce? And I will tell you, grades will bounce. You can't drop grades all the time. If you drop them all the time, you're going to screw up your grades. But if, you know, when my father-in-law was not doing well and I had to miss sometimes my job, I bounced back. My husband had to miss. His job bounced back, and he actually just got a promotion, and he went from a 6 people in his department, and now he has like 125 started today. And he had to miss a fair amount in November and in October. Did that permanently harm his job? Because he had to miss and be there for his daddy, because his daddy was dying of Parkinson's disease. Did that permanently harm his job?
No.
No, it bounced. Okay, so when the stress happens, and you have to choose what to drop, you have to choose the things that are less important. Okay? And the stuff that's in this quadrant over here that's important but not urgent tend to be the things that are made of glass. Does that example help you? Y'all get that? You might want to jot a little note in your notes so you can remember that example, because I'm going to ask you, what are some things made of glass? Okay, and yours may be different than mine. I'd rather you write down, you know, what are some things that are made of glass for you, that if you drop them, you might not be able to put them back together. And that's your relationships and your health and your mental health and your spiritual health. These are important things. I'll give you a minute to write that down so you can have a note for that. Okay, so what are some examples of things that you have in your life? What would be some things that would be, let's start with the easy, urgent and important. And we're going to talk about more about how you decide what's important and not, okay? But let's talk about some things that are urgent but not, urgent and important. What are some things like that? A test today, or a test next period, that would be urgent and important. Your mom's birthday is today. That is urgent and important, right? Okay. Okay, what is an example of something that's not urgent but important? If you have set as a goal, I want to be all state in football, what is something that is not urgent but is important? Yes, working out. And people will say, no, working out is urgent. No, ultimately, exercise is always something you can put off, and that's why most people don't ever start. Okay, it is not urgent, but it is very important, having the discipline. If you love basketball, having the discipline to shoot a certain amount every day on your own outside of practice. Practice is the fundamentals as a team. It is not practice for you as an individual. You as an individual in basketball should be practicing on your own outside of practice for the team if you want to be good. So working out and exercise, they're not urgent, but they're important, particularly if sports are important to you. But even if you're a human being, I think exercise is important. Okay, what are some other things that are not urgent but important? Okay, I'll give you a couple of examples. A paper you have due in 3 weeks is not urgent but important. Okay, why is it not urgent? It's due when? You got 3 weeks. But it's important. Why? Yes, and then you need to remember that if you add up your tests and your projects in most classes, that's going to be 70% of your grade. You can do your homework all day long, and your homework is very important. You can't make an A without getting your homework done. But it's those tests, like in math. I know the way that most math teachers grade, tests are 70 to 80% of your grade. Okay, so those tests are very important. And a lot of times, homework is urgent and it's important, but we do all the little stuff and we forget the big stuff. Anything else that's not urgent but important? Okay, time with your family. Okay, and here's the quadrant numbers. You can number them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, what are some things that are urgent but not important? What's that? Most IMs, not all. Most IMs I would probably put in the category as urgent and not important. Why? They want to talk to you right then. And what if you're in the middle of writing a paper and you know you need to get it done? Yes, it can be a time waster for you. And text messaging can be the same thing. And you know what my advice is? You got to take control of your time. That means if you're online and you don't want to chat with somebody, don't sign into your IM. IM is a tool that a lot of times people use as an excuse to not get their work done. And y'all, I have the same problem. If I sign on my computer and I forget not to mark myself as not being there in Skype, then I'll get people all over the world, and a lot of them who I want to talk to. And a lot of times great things come from it, and that's okay. But I have to make sure that I want to be available, because sometimes I don't want to be available, right? Right? Because if I always sign into Skype, then who am I letting control me? If I always sign into, everybody in the world, I'm at the whims of the world, but if I want to have control of my life, I decide when I'm going to chat, I decide when I'm going to text or whatever. So if you don't want to text, what should you do? Turn your cell phone off or put it on vibrate and move it away from you. You got to take control of your life, because y'all have more urgent things at you than I ever had in my generation. We didn't have email. You know, we had the phone, but we had a real easy solution to that. Mom and Dad would pick up the phone, and if I wasn't taking calls right then because I was working on something, they'd say, she'll have to call you back, right? That's what we used to have, and y'all can remember as young, young children. But now, do Mom and Dad go on IM and say, she'll have to chat with you later? Does that happen? No, it is your IM. It is your life. And how many of your projects at school do you have to do on the computer? Tons. So you have got a recipe for disaster sitting right in front of you. If you are doing something and you say, okay, I'm going to work on this for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to sign into IM and see who's online and reward myself for 5. Does that make sense? And then you say, okay, then I'm going to work another 30 minutes and I'm going to sign out of IM. Does anybody never sign out of IM? Who stays in IM all the time and leaves it up all the time? So y'all already sign in and out?
I got AOL.
So you're in all the time? You can't say I'm not available, or you can't change your status?
Oh, I can.
But you can, but maybe no, you don't. But I'll tell you, I know from experience about getting lost on the internet and not getting anything done, and it's a trap you fall in, and it makes you feel helpless, like you can't control your life. You feel like everybody else is in control of your life. To take control back and say, okay, I'm going to spend 30 minutes, I'm going to get this done. I need to get my blogs done for Miss Vicky. I'm going to sign out of IM and I'm going to do it, or I'm going to change my status to away. Y'all, they can still leave you messages, right? In Skype, I can sign myself in as away, and when I log back into Skype, it'll give me all my messages and then I can chat back with them. Okay, so y'all take control back of your life. These are the time wasters. Okay? People, what are some other time wasters? Some not important but urgent things that happen. I'm in text messaging are two of the biggest. What else? Yeah, MySpace could be. Telemarketers, do y'all ever get phone calls from them? MySpace, and I'm going to tell you, MySpace and the social networking stuff, you could right there. But you know what? For a lot of you, a MySpace is important because you relate to your friends there, right? But anything in excess, do you know if you went out and you drank too much water, you could literally be drunk from water? What? Water poisoning. Yes. Anything in excess is going to cause problems in your life. There are people who get over-addicted to exercise and their body falls apart. There are people who, anything that you do too much of, you know, if you have to be careful what you do, because it may end up controlling you. So you have to, this is a matter of keeping control of your own life. So MySpace can be important, Dustin, if you're relating with your friends. Is that important to you to relate to your friends? It is important. But is it 5 hours worth of importance? No. And y'all, blogging, I have to do the same thing on blogging. I could sit on my blog all day and I get comments and you get a lot of feedback from people when you post stuff, right? So you want to do that. So you have to be careful not to let it take over your life, and you have to put limits on it. Okay, I'm going to MySpace for 30 minutes and I'm going to set the timer. Boom, that's going to be it, right? Can you lose track of time on that kind of stuff? I am in MySpace, all that. Yeah, and then you lose your life. You know, I would hate to think back, and you know, there are people that spend all their time on the internet and don't go anywhere, right? But there are people that go in Second Life. Have y'all ever heard of Second Life? Y'all know what Second Life is? It's an online, really cool video game that I'm gonna be using probably in my 10th grade class. And there are people, and you can go to clubs, and it's really a cool game. There's a teen area too, but if you don't have a really great computer, I wouldn't even mess with it. And it's going to end up being the next big MySpace thing. That's what's coming. But if you don't know anything about it, I wouldn't go play without knowing anything about it, because there are some good and bad areas of it, just like MySpace. But it's like you pick your person and you go live as this person, and you can do, and it's not like Sims. It's totally different. But there are people who do all this stuff in Second Life. I never go anywhere. And they go to clubs, and they go take classes. You can take a class from Harvard in Second Life, and you can do all this kind of stuff. And they do all this in Second Life, but they don't live. They don't really live their lives. So you still need people. You need to interact and not just have a computer. Okay, what are some things that are not urgent and not important? Not urgent and not important. The things that are not urgent and not important. What are some examples? Huh?
School
is not urgent and not important. Okay. Ultimately, for your life, it's important. It may not be urgent, but whether you like it or not, it has probably, your schooling has a lot to do with the that needs to be up, the grades you're going to end up making, and how much money you're going to end up making in your profession and all that sort of thing. Not urgent, not important. What would be some examples? Okay. Goofing off. You know, when you just kind of surf, channel surfing. You don't really have it. You're just kind of hanging out. Now, y'all, there's important. There's time for hanging out, and we all need that because of our mental. We need to keep our mental. We need to relax sometimes. But there are people. Do y'all know people who are just couch potatoes, and they just sit there and they. Okay, you don't have to say who since we are recording, and I don't think it picked up. But they just sit there and they're, you know, they have the. So that I would say that would be not urgent and not important. Now, when American Idol comes out, I like that show. That will be urgent for me. It may not necessarily be important, and I can miss it sometimes. But that's an example of something that's urgent but not important. American Idol's out. Battlestar Galactica, I like that show. When that new season starts on Friday nights, 9 o'clock, that'll be urgent, not necessarily important. I'll miss it a lot for things that I'm all for on Friday nights. Okay, but those are some examples of things. Now, here's the way this works. This quadrant, quadrant 2, feeds quadrant 1. What do I mean by that? I would write arrows on your little chart. What do I mean by that? Quadrant 2 feeds quadrant 1. That's the not urgent and important things. If you don't handle them, are the stuff that move into quadrant 1. Quadrant 1 is called the heart attack quadrant. Why? If you get too much in it, what happens to you? You get too much in this plate on urgent and important. What happens? You get overloaded and you freak out. Okay, we'll come back to this. I want you to be able to explain the four quadrants of living.